I am right now located on the outskirts of Peshawar in a graveyard where the principal of the school that came under attack, she was buried just like a few minutes ago, and there are hundreds of people attending the funeral ceremony at this moment.
Can you tell us what you see?
Well, right now, it's a very sad situation here in this community. We see a very large number of people have come and attended this funeral because this principal, the story that her relatives have narrated, how she bravely stopped the militants who were trying to break into the room where she was together with several students and female colleagues. And she was in front of all those kids and staff members, but the terrorists, they broke into the room, they smashed the door, and then they, from point blank, you know, they shot each and every person in that room, including this female principal of the school.
And there are many other sad stories.
Yeah, I just was in one of the main hospitals, Lady Reading Hospital here in the center of the city. I spoke to two brothers. In fact, I spoke to one of them. One is critically wounded. He received a bullet right in his face, and his doctors are struggling to save his life. Whereas his other brother, they were all both taking their chemistry exam at the time of the attack. And the other brother who received one bullet in his thigh told me that basically their teacher locked the room as soon as the gunfire erupted, and they did not open the door, but obviously the terrorists, the attackers had grenades, and they again smashed the door, entered the room, and this student just told me that he was the first one who received a bullet, and then he fell unconscious. And when he woke up, he said there was a two-year-old a daughter of one of the teachers who was also the teacher was holding at the time. She was dead, and eight or nine other people, including two teachers and students, they were all dead. And then somehow he managed to take out his cell phone and called his father. And then 2 hours later, security forces rescued him. But he is now safe. He's undergoing surgery right now on his left thigh.
Is there fear that the Taliban may return?
Well, now, obviously, we see an unusual, unprecedented security around the city right now after this major tragedy. But obviously, the entire city is giving the look of a very sad town where in each and every corner you can see funerals or people have gathered to pray for those who have died in this tragic attack. And, yeah, it's like quite a sad situation that I'm witnessing around me.
Any talk about the future?
Well, obviously, the security, the military has come under severe criticism. The political leadership, they are being criticized because Pakistan has been fighting this war against terrorism for more than a decade. And still, if an installation which is run by the military, even though it's a school, but there are army officers whose kids also study in this school, if that could not be protected, and even though the fact is that this city is located right at the mouth of the tribal areas, which are strongholds of the militants, then obviously it has raised a lot of questions whether other installations around the country can be considered safe. But what we see here is an unusual development, is that the Pakistani military chief, General Raheel Sharif, and the Pakistani ISI chief, Lieutenant General Rizwan, they both have suddenly rushed to Afghanistan to meet Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and the ISAF commander there. And the military has told us that it is a special visit, and it has led to speculations that the attackers were having links with Pakistani fugitive Taliban commanders who have allegedly taken refuge on the Afghan side of the border, and from there they plotted this attack. So these are the speculations. We don't know, but the visit of the Pakistan Army Chief together with the country's intelligence agency chief is unprecedented in the history of the country. So it shows that maybe it will fuel again those tensions between the two countries as a result of this attack that have subsided recently because of the visit of one president recently that has left behind a very good good atmosphere to help both the countries reduce tensions. But it may not be the case sooner or later if there is no cooperation between the two countries on how to deal with these kind of terrorist forces.
Well, thank you very much for your observations today, Ayaz.
Thank you.